As Vice President Dick Cheney leaves for a 10-day swing through the Middle East, there's been more violence in the region. A Palestinian gunman disguised as a worker shot and killed an Israeli security guard at a Jewish settlement in Gaza. Palestinian security sources say two Palestinians were killed in the West Bank when an Israeli missile hit their car. And Israel today destroyed Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's headquarters in Gaza. Joining us now is NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Linda, what more can you tell us about today's events?
Well, this evening, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon gave a speech, and five times during his speech he said that his primary goal is to achieve a ceasefire. He also said that Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has met Israel's conditions to be released from his confinement in Ramallah, where he's been confined for more than 3 months. Israel had insisted that Palestinian leader Arafat arrest the killers of an Israeli cabinet minister. Prime Minister Sharon today said that had been done, but yesterday's attack on an Israeli cafe in Jerusalem that killed 11 Israelis did not allow for the circumstances that would let Arafat leave Ramallah. However, Sharon said those conditions would soon be created. An Israeli television commentator said that's expected to happen when the U.S. Middle East envoy General Zinni arrives in the region later this week. The Israeli cabinet met today and decided to continue with Israel's military incursions into the West Bank and Gaza. Israeli troops went into the Palestinian refugee camp in Dehesha. There were several missile strikes on Palestinian security targets, including more than 30 missiles on Arafat's headquarters in Gaza that reduced the compound to a pile of rubble. And of course, it was a day of funerals for both Israelis and Palestinians.
Linda, you mentioned that U.S. Special Envoy Zinni arrives in the region later this week. And so how are people responding to the idea of his mission to broker a ceasefire?
Well, both Israeli and Palestinian officials have welcomed Zinni's return. Both say they want a ceasefire, but the Israeli and Palestinian leaders also say they're skeptical that the other one is really serious. When you talk to people on the street in Israel, many of them are skeptical that General Zinni will really be able to broker a ceasefire.
Since there's been such an escalation of violence this past week, how is it affecting people on both sides?
I think it's increasing despair and frustration on both sides. Palestinians say that since Thursday, 50 Palestinians have been killed in the Israeli incursion, including several children. But Palestinians also say that they have been under Israeli closure and have found it difficult to move. They say their situation is worsening. For example, many Palestinians can't get from villages to large West Bank cities to get medical care. For the first time, the escalation seems to really be affecting Israelis. Over the weekend, 13 Israelis were killed, including a 9-month-old baby. And when you talk to people on the street, for the first time, many of them are saying that they're not willing to go out anymore, that they're afraid, and that they're just staying home.
Linda, Saudi Arabia has floated a peace proposal for Arab recognition of Israel in exchange for Israel's withdrawing to its 1967 borders. What response has there been to this proposal?
Well, Israeli and Palestinian officials have both welcomed it, although Palestinian officials have welcomed it much more warmly than Israeli officials have. Prime Minister Sharon was tepid at best in his response. It has something that both sides want. For Palestinians, it has an Israeli return to the 67 borders. For Israelis, it has recognition of Israel not just by the Palestinians, but by the entire Arab world. On the other hand, Israeli and Palestinian analysts say that at this point, with the level of violence so high, there's no trust between the two sides, and there's little chance that it could begin to take off, at least before a ceasefire is in place. And of course, the Saudi proposal will be on the table at the Arab summit at the end of the month, and analysts on both sides say at that point they'll see more details and be able to judge more of a reaction.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Lisa.